Tuesday share pay Gimel.
Son the Gemara, Omar Shmuel and Shomim loy legane veloy legafke. The memory from Shmuel is and Shomim loy legane veloy legafke. And the pirush of the memory of Shmuel and Shomim loy legane veloy legafke, we saw different drachim in the Rishonim. And we'll try maybe to feed that to try to figure out the Divrei Rashi and Tosfos. We mentioned yesterday that Shitas Rashi bePshutoi, what Rashi explains in Pirush Hamilos, Ein Shomim Legane VeLegazlen, Ein Shomim Ashvorim. You don't do a shuma of value how much the Shvorim are worth and use them for the payment. You pay a full payment, and the shvorim stay by the ganev and by the gazlan. These are the words of Rashi of Ein Shom. Shim gona vegozal beimo ekeilim venifchetu etzloi. Ein Shom manavele veashvorim labailim. Sheyachzir haganev the difference, the pras. Elo yishalem beimo shleimo. Vekeilim meulim veashvorim shaloi. He has to pay the full price, and the pieces that are left over will stay by him. Stam amare mokoim. Before that, this is what we're learning the whole time. The lomdes, but amare mokoim. The words of Rashi don't say that the shvorim will pay by the guy that you stole from the nignab. The nigzal, and you will pay the difference. You pay behemo shleimo. You pay keilim meulim. The words of Rashi are not a made up of Rashi. Rashi took it from Loshon HaGemara. Aru deshol nagre mechavrei, osa lekamei derav, omar lei, zil sholim lei, nagre mealye. Pay him a nagre mealye. The words of Rashi that Reb Nochem the second will build eyes that my chiyuv is to pay a behema shleima. My chiyuv is to pay a keli meulim. That for Rashi it means a fully price, and I will be stuck with the leftovers, not to recharge, to take it off, to discount it from the cheshbon. But the words of Rashi behema shleima a keli meulim, that are interesting words. That maybe from that words we will build a lot of teichen. From that words we'll build a lot of teichen. Bikol mekoy. These words, be'etzem Rashi took from Divrei HaGemara. Nagre me'aliyah. That it could mean kipshuto. You have to pay the full thing, and you know, you left over with the little pieces. And maybe it could mean even richer from that, even much more from that. That the whole chiyuv is sholchai. Your tafkid is to fulfill what he's missing. Like we were dying the whole time in Rashi. That mechiyuv and arba oves nezikim and esriva arba oves nezikim is not to pay him only what he lost in Shavius. I have to remind me that he will be like he was before. Before he had a good dish, I need to be sure that he has a good dish. He had a good show, just money is ki'ilu he has it. But my tafkid is to mashlim the chayfetz that he has. So in a way, if the pshat is stam, balabadish, the lemaise, I have to take the pieces, or it means the lomdus, that I have to give a full keili. Oh, but the loshen Rashi, stam, when you read Rashi, it's using a loshen behem, or shleim, or keili, mulim, it's a gemara. When the gemara wanted to say that in shoyel, is no din, is a din of ein shomim, zil shalme, nagre me'alye. Pay him a nagre me'alye. Pay him a full nagre. Pay him a nagre me'alye, a dovo shalem. This is the Rashi. And the kasha is miyad and Rashi. You're right that my tafkid is to pay him a nagre me'alye. My tafkid is to pay him a shor shalem, a shor chai. But we learned in Babi Kame that money is good. About enough to buy dafka the same thing, you could pay money. But the same way that you could pay money, the halacha is yoshiv lerabbi shove kesef ve'afilu subim. We learned in Babi Kame, and this was be'etzem, this is the sum of the whole sugis of Meitav, that we learned that you could pay yoshiv lerabbi shove kesef ve'afilu subim. So if in the whole Babi Kame is yoshiv lerabbi shove kesef ve'afilu subim, so why here I can't use the broken pieces to pay him midin yoshiv lerabbi shove kesef ve'afilu subim? You're right, there is a din to fulfill him up with a good behemah, to fulfill him up with a good keili. So you're right, I can't only pay the difference. I have to pay a new dish. I need to pay a new cow. But the new cow, I don't have to pay with cash. I could pay with yoshiv lerabbi shove kesef ve'afilu subim. This is the Seder HaKushi of the Rishonim. Dahinu, Tchilas HaDvorim Rashi answers. Rashi explains, even that when you damage them, the damage really now is left 150, because Moshe, you kill a behemoth 20, then the veil is worth 50. But your tafkid is to fulfill a new behemoth. The hezek is not 150, we said, my tafkid is to be maimi the new behemoth of 200. But the kash is, after I have a job to be maimi the new behemoth of 200. But the halacha is yoshiv lerabbi shove kesef ve'afilu subim. That behemoth that I have to be maimed, I could be maimed it with subim. So if I give him $200, you're happy. If I give him $200 shekels, you're also happy. I could give the $200 and subim, also good. So I took broken pieces. I could buy a sack full of broken pieces and pay him also. So why I have to? Why is ein shomim sham and pay him the zel bezach? This is Be'etzim Dushim. And we mentioned yesterday that there's a po mehalchim. And I want to go over the mehalchim like that to get to the binyan of the sugya. One mehalach we mentioned, that the Oruch HaShulchan learns, and the Netziv and the Emek Shailer, that Einechanami, Avade Be'etzim, you could have paid with the Shvorim, Midin, Yoshiv Lerabbi Shove Kesev Ve'afilu Subin, as a Takone de Rabbonon, and Gane Ve'Gazlin, that Chazal made a takone that you cannot pay with subin, you have to pay with money. And the Shach says, if he that, it's not only, it's not, if a person stole and the chayfetz is gone, he has to give cash. This is the takone of the Rabbana. Why in Mazik they didn't make this takone? So the other Yukim Rashi, you could say, Mazik is a very unlimited thing. Some people are mazik bechavone, shaloi bechavone. He bumped into the other person. So it's very hard to have money for everything. I broke someone's window. So now what? I don't have money. I have to sell my house. Gane ve'gazlan is a thing that a person is a pusher. As a person, that a person is a pusher to do. Pusher. You don't steal a mistake. You don't cause a mistake. And you're not sure of the mistake. Shoyel, Gane, ve'gazlin are things that a person decides to do. They tell you, listen, if you steal, you have to know, when you pay back, you will have to pay back cash. When you mazik, all of us are mazik sometimes, but you walk up, you go on the elevator, you hit someone on the stage, you're mazik. Or the mud lailo. So dear, they didn't make a knas. The choymer of the knas, it makes sense. It's a Gane ve'gazlin, these are the people that did a maise biyodai. So they went, in fact, the Gemara declared, Shoyel, he's also Be'etzem did a Maise B'yodai. You're right, what happened in the end, it's not Mamish B'yodai. Then the Gemara clear. This would be the easy way to learn Bedas Rashi. Why we said it's not Emes? First, Naya Zachar to say Takonas Merabono, learn Mistab. Second Kashi we said, Rashi says, and why be Mazik not? Instead of saying that it's better that I explained so nice now, Rashi says, because it's a Pasuk V'Ameisi Eloi. We asked the Kashi, why is a Pasuk V'Ameisi Eloi? But we said it's a Takonas Merabono. It's a takona de rabbanon. So we said the Taz says that what is mefurish b'teir, maybe Chazal did not make a takona. So we learned that from hey, chovdal obvious nezikim, kulam obvious nishalem imeita. It means before the takona. So when the takona was exactly done, the zman ha'amiroyim. That the reason. We said it's a daricha.
It's
already I answered it yesterday. Remember? I answered it yesterday because of Ani Oimer.
We answered it yesterday.
I wanted to have a double shot, but I don't think it's the Emesim shot. Tasteless game, but you know what? I would say it's another reason that it's not a good pshat. Why it's not a good pshat? It's another reason it's not a good pshat. And this kasha really is the second level of the sugi. I don't know if we'll get it bichlal in the hemshech or not. The Gemara of Daf Tzadik Dalet says Shma mino mishmuel dat shinu koine. It's a sugi Daf Tzadik Dalet b'bekame, and we learn out from Shmuel that shinu koine. The feed this pshat, what is the shaykhas to shinui koine? He could have paid. It was a takona de rabbono not to pay with broken pieces. What is the shaykhas to shinui koine? What is the shaykhas to shinui koine? It's a takona de rabbono that you can pay with broken zach. If it's a takona de rabbono that you can pay with broken zach, the Raile Gabi Holbo become if Shinui Koine of the Ganev could take it. Shinui Koine the Ganev wants the Shinui. Most of the times the Shinui Koine is the Ganev doesn't want to give back the Chayfetz. Gemara says Shmamino from the Shmuel that Shinui Koine. If the Pshat in the Sugi of Shmuel, the reason he can't use the broken pieces, it's not because he's Koine the pieces. It's not the Noise. The Noise is a Takone the Rabbono that he can't give the pieces. What is the shmamin of Shmuel that shinui koine? The takona de rabbanon that you can pay back with these pieces. Maybe it's ways to answer. But this was the first derech. We did not want to go with this derech. So we had the second derech. The second derech is be'etzem teisves v'das rashi. And if we mind the sugya, we hope us to be mind the sugya. Tesis brings Rashi, and he tells our kasha. Pirasha kundres and shoyman avele v'ashvorim lebailim. El yeshalem beim ashneimu v'keili meulim. Af al gav dekai melon yoshiv lerabu yisho v'kesev v'afilu sumi. The kasha is, but it's a halacha yoshiv lerabu yisho v'kesev v'afilu sumi. So Tesis is really telling the kasha. How Rashi says that you cannot use the shvorim to pay how much you owe is a halacha yoshiv lerabbi shav kesev afilu subit. And Tesis answers as exeris hakoshel. Asher gozal ke'en shegozal. He has to give back the same chayfetz. It's exeris hakoshel. He has to bring back the same chayfetz. This is the halacha. So it comes out, we have two drachim. Rashi at the rabbonon, Tesis hold it to the reis. Now, why Tesis Pshat himself is very, very shver? The main kasha that we know that for sure we can't learn like this in Rashi. Because Rashi in Psochim Lamed Bey says, Klo, that Begazlen, Yoshiv Lerav Eshav Kesev, Afilu Subim. I didn't ask it on the first Pshat, because Rashi is talking about the Dei Raisa. But it's Mefurash in Rashi, Psochim Lamed Bey Zamud Aleph. that why the Gemara declares betruma lefi midah lefi domim and not beganev, ki beganev vegazon amrinim ava bekame yoshiv l'rabi shal v'ketzev l'subim. So Tesis Pshat is not emes bedas Rashi. Chutz from that Rashi didn't say it, chutz from that was mitshinu koine from that tzadik dalet, but we want to mesader to ourselves. Although we're learning in Rashi, so we have shitas Rashi that you cannot pay with the shvorim. You cannot pay with the shvorim. And if you cannot pay with the shvorim, although we said it's a derabonon, takona derabonon, you can't pay with the shvorim. Or it's a tzedei raiser that you can't pay with the shvorim. And we said the rabbonon, it's a chidush that it's a takona derabonon that you can't pay with the shvorim. And if it's a deraisa, it's fakel from a Rashi, that Rashi said. But be'etzem, lefi the first two mehalchim, shitas Rashi, that you cannot pay with the shvor. Not only that you cannot pay with these shvorim. The din of Yoshiv l'rabbi shavekesev ve'afilu subim, that we learned in Baba Kame, and a ganav and a gazlan is different. If we would have a tesis and daftes, gimel chilukim, balchoiv, nezokim, lefi Rashi we have arba chilukim. Nezikim does not pay with money, with shavu kesef. Adam ida rabbonon, Adam igzei asakos. So the nafkemin is like the shach and the sma. So it's not negeya dafka to learning daf yudalef. Someone is a guy living in Gaza and he owes money, tell him get cash. This is the chiddush lefi this shita. If we want to finish these two shitas, even though we're not going to learn like this in Rashi, because we're medayik in Rashi nishtaze, we're medayik in Rashi nishtaze, we're medayik in Rashi nishtaze, and like Tesis, we also medayik in Rashi nishtaze. Oh, but if we would learn like that shit, that is a takona de rabbonon that the gazlan has to pay cash. It's a din deraisa that the gazlan has to pay cash. So why the Gemara said shmami no mishmuel shinui koine? The answer is very simple. If shinui will not be koine, so the shvorim really belong to the other person. Right? So the shvorim belong to the nigzal. So you're right that I can't pay with shavu kesef. Oh, but who said that I have to pay bichlal 200? Maybe it's enough to pay 150. Maybe it's enough to pay 150. The teretz is shinui koine. It's mine. But even after it's mine, Rashi has a problem, but I could pay b'shava kesef. And that we have our sugya. So again, and our sugya is nischadesh, that you cannot pay with shava kesef. Oh, you have to pay with kesef. You can't pay with shava kesef. You have to pay with kesef. Adam ida rabbonon, Adam igzera sakos. But if shinui is not koine, are we learning the sugya that Fira Mudbei is if he wants out of the Achroini? The Hezek is 150. This is yours. So take this back, and I will pay you the other 150. Why I have to give you 200? Why I have to give you 200? This 50 belongs to you? Of them, the answer is Shinui Koine. So this doesn't belong to him. Belongs to me. I want to pay with it. I have a Rashi. I can't pay with it. I have a Tesis. I can't pay with it. These are the two drachim to learn that we are not learning in Rashi. Because it's not mashma in Rashi. It's not mashma like Tesis in Rashi. The third Hezbel we bought in the Sugya was the Rashbam. Second, before the Reb Nochem. Because the Reb Nochem is gnashing off on this Rashbam. The Rashbam came The Rashbam came, and the Rashbam said like this. The sugya is not talking about that you cannot pay with Shava Kesef. Avada, you could pay with Shava Kesef. Yoshiv l'rabbi Shava Kesef v'afilu subi. It's a hemshech of the sugya in Yudam Udbeis. In Yudam Udbeis we learned that when a shor is mazik a different shor, and then a vela is worth 50, you have to pay 150. And you could give the nevela as well. What if the Rebbe, if the nevela went down a price from Shasa Hezek till Shasa Amoda Bedin, the nevela is worth less? Then B'Shas the Hezek, the nevela was worth 50. So I was mazik him 150. But before I came to pay, the nevela dropped to 20. So now I really have to pay 180. Of them is exeris akosu pchas nevela den nizak. We're looking at it like I paid him b'shas de hezek 50. I only owe 150. Is nischadish in our sugya ain't shomim legane velegazle. Only in mazik we say pchas nevela den nizak. But beganev we don't say pchas nevela den nizak. And while we don't say Pchas Nevela the Nizak Beganev, B'meile, we look at it that it's worth only 20, so he pays him 180. He will use the 20 of the Nevela plus the 180, and with this would be the payment. As I learned the Rashbam, ain't shomim leganev legazle. Again, by a normal Hezek, the behemoth worth 200, I hit it, it's worth 50 now. So I pay 150. The nevela drops. Pchas nevela din nisak. Of them, Omar Shmuel ain't shomim leganev legazlin. By ganev legazlin, we don't try to declare how much was the hefset. We go to Shasa Amoda Bedin, and b'Shasa Amoda Bedin, it's worth 20. While it's worth 20 b'Shasa Amoda Bedin, I have to pay 180. This is the aloch of ain't shomim leganev legazlin. We don't mosach that the nevela, the pchas of the nevela, from Shasa Hezek to Shasa Amoda Bedin. This is Be'etzem, the chiddush of Ein Shomim Legane Velegazlin. The chiddush of Ein Shomim Legane Velegazlin came to say, Legabi da aloche that was nischa, avada you could pay nevelas. You could pay the whole 200 with pieces of nevela. Just normally, ben nizak da aloha is that you measure shasa hezek, and from that you say the nevela is worth 50. I will pay another 150, even if the nevela drops. And a ganav and a gazlan, it's not like that. Why in a ganav and a gazlan, it's not like that? The reason the ganav and gazlan da aloha is not like that, that you don't sham the pchas nevela to the nizik, val shinui koina. So b'meile, the nevela is mine, so it's my loss, not his loss. Val, the nevela is mine, not his, so it's my loss, not his loss. What? Also, shinui koina is mine. Right? Shinui koina is mine. We feed them, the only koishi of the pshat is, so what is the suffix of the Gemara of Shoyal? So some achronim want to say, it's not to get our sugyas, that Shoyal is koine b'shinu. It's chidushim g'doy limay. Shoyal is koine b'shinu. And if someone borrows a chayfetz, and it breaks, b'shinu, and the Bali wants it back, he says, no. I'm kind of machine, I'll give you a new one, I'm keeping the broken one. No, that's mine. I'm kind of machine. Again, the shinu koine goes for bad and for good. It doesn't go, because it was later, the Rambam Mishnah say. But the pasha is, so what will be? He says, shalom be kind of machine. That would be shver alibad arashba. Shver alibad arashba. But the Rashbam, So our sugi here is Behemoth's mamish, the sugi in Tzadik Dalet. So Behemoth, when the Gemara came to say, Ein Shomim, she came to say, Shinu Koine. This is what Shmuel said, Shinu Koine. Azay Lechum Mashal Hashba? Shmuel said, Shinu Koine. Bemele, the Nevele is mine. I thought I could pay with it, but how much is worth when I'm paying? But this was the third pshat. Oh, but if this pshat, avade, a normal ganev, avade could pay with subim. Avade, a normal ganev could pay with subim. Avade could pay with subim. Not even a shayla. So this is enough communion between the first two pshatim and the Rashba. Came Reb Nochem, and Reb Nochem said, "Bedas Rashi." Rashi doesn't say not the Rashbam. He doesn't say that the Takon of the Rabbanon, and he doesn't say the Drosha of Teisves, Asher goes up. So what is the pshat Bedas Rashi? So Reb Nochem came and he said, "Bedas Rashi, a middle pshat." Avade Yoshiv le Rabbi Shove Kesev Afilu Subim is Afilu Beganev. Afilu Begazlin. All of Esri V'Arba always Nezikin. Rashi never said a word nowhere that a Ganev and a Gazlin cannot pay Subim. Avade he could pay Subim like the Kashev, the Ratesis, and Daft Sadikvor and Metzia. No Shitas Rashi and Gans Bobikame is that first you pay money. And then you pay Subi. You have to know what the Sugi of Karka and the Tess, Kesef or Meitev. But first you pay money, and then you pay Shah Dvori. The main is Akhtarazim. If a person does not have money, Avada, he pays Subi. But this is not what we're going to learn now. This is a different halacha. If you don't have money, and you don't have Meitev, you pay Subi. Now we're talking to a person that has money. When he has money, Shitas Rashi is, this is what we masbir all the last week, Shiurim, Avada, he pays all money, or if you could find exactly the same item, he's allowed to replace it. Because the Chiyuv is, Shol Chai Gomu. Keili Me'aliyah. The Chiyuv is to replace. Medayik the Rashi says, couple of times, and if he gets money, he goes and he sells it and he buys the chayfetz. The tafkid is to replace the chayfetz. How you do it? Other with the chayfetz, other with money. But if he doesn't have, he pays something. We're not talking in that case. The mele comes the sugi and says, and shomim legane velegazlin. Val the aloha is that you have to replace the chayfetz. So you have to give him 200. And you can use the shvorim. Subim? Avada b'di'evet, if a person doesn't have money, you could give subim. But you cannot replace the chayfetz with shvorim. Why mazik could replace the chayfetz with shvorim? What? Zog Rashi gzeras hakosu, v'amesi elon. So if you learn the sugya here without the sugyas before, this is the answer. Be'etzem, you have to replace the chayfetz with money. And a mazik is exeres hakosu ve'ameisi eloi. That you don't have to. What is the gemara of exeres hakosu? To start nefikayam. That the hezek was 150. Or the exeres hakosu is that I don't have to replace. I could give him the nevela. But we learn in that yudam utbeitz. That the Gemara says that I don't need a pasuk for that. I clearly misvara. If it's a halacha yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesev afilu subi, I'm allowed to replace the hezek with an avela, even if normally I have to give cash. We explain because this is not called replace. This is called that it was repaid. He already has it. While it's repaid already, so I only have to give 150. This is the way we learn the sugi b'das Rashi. So if this is the sugi b'das Rashi, Zogim Nochem. So this is the way we learn the sugi here lefi Rashi. Avada, normally I have to give money. And I can't give sumim only if I don't have money. But I could use klipot, I could use the nevele of the nezokin to pay the 50, because it's not the pshat that I'm replacing it with that 50. I say that 50 was never damaged. That 50 he's never missing. That 50 he never missed. So while I say that 50 he never missed, that 50 I don't have to replace, he has already. So while I'm saying that 50 he has, I only have to replace the 150. So the shaila is, so why begane v'gazlin I cannot use it? Why begane v'gazlin I cannot use it? Why begane v'gazlin I can't use the nevela? You're right that I have to pay money and I can't pay Zubin, but 50 he has already. Maishno mazik that I have to replace the Shol Chai, I have to give 200, but I'm allowed to use the nevela to say that it's already repaid. So why begane v'gazlin ain't shomim legane v'gazlin? What is the answer? So again, avada the aloch is I have to replace money, and subim I only can give if I don't have. If I have subim, I can't give. If I have money, I can't give subim. So why begane v'gazlin I could use it? Vos state in Xeras HaKosu, we explain that it's repaid. You write that I can't give Nuzach. But was repaid, I'm allowed to give. So why began it with Gaza and I can't use it? The Talmud says, what? What? Shinu Kaina. The Shaila is, the Shaila is, even if Shinu Kaina, so what is the Shaila B'Shoya? Shaila is no Shinu Kaina. So why Manavshach? Why B'Shoyel the halacha would be that you can't use it? So the same problem that we have Alibe de Arashbam, we have Alibe de Rashi. This is based on the problem of the Sugi. Now, we have four Esbeirim before we start the Tesfas. We have four Esbeirim in the Sugi. The first two were very simple. I can't pay. Now, Shaila is if Shoyel is named to them or not. We had different problems with them. The other two is being say, Avada, I could pay. Other were discussing the Pras Nevele. Other were discussing that it's called repaid, and Bemele, I'll be allowed to pay with it. And the answer is, Val Shinu Koine, it's already mine. So Bemele, you don't say Pras Nevele. Val Shinu Koine, that's already mine, so I can't say that it's repaid. Maybe I can't give it. Abonai the Shaila will be, so what is the suffix of the Gemara and Shoyel? What is the suffix and Shoyel? Shoyel is no Shinikoyne. So how the Gemara had it sounded in Shoyel? How the Gemara had it sounded in Shoyel? That ain't shomim l'shoyel. Why not ain't shomim l'shoyel? You're telling me that b'mazik misvore it's repaid. B'mazik misvore p'chas nevele is the nizak because it's ready. It's his. Gazlin, the reason it's not shinu koine. If the reason is mitzad shinu koine, this is the reason that I can't give it because it's already mine. So what is the suffering you got b'shoyel? What is the suffering the Gabi Shoyel? Shoyel l'chu Shinu is not coin. This is the Baya. And not only that this is the Baya, Rashi never said a word that the reason he can't give it because Shinu coin. Everything is givaldic, chutz that Rashi didn't say. You're right, Rashi didn't say the Tesis, Rashi didn't say the Rabbonon, Rashi didn't say the Rashbam. But Rashi didn't say that you know why, but Gazlan, it's not like that. Because Shinu Koine, Aval Shinu Koine, Bemele, he can't give back the Chayfetz. You can't call it repaid. This is the Ore, B'divrei Rashi, and the derech that we have. But these are the four drachim that we have. Lo migein, first to the Teisvus. Zog Teisvus. Ein shomim lo ilegane ve lo ilegazle. Pira shakuntas, ein shomim anevelo ve ashvorim labaylim, שיחזיר הגנב הפרס אלו ישלם בהם השלימו וקהילים מעולים והשבורים שלו ואף על גב דקיים אלון יושב לרבו ישו וכסף ואפילו סובי גנב וגזלן שיינים שדכסיב אשר גוזל כאין שגוזל הילקר צורך להחזיר הגזי לא דומר ולא יסובים חינמה של ירושלמי מניין של שום ללגן ולגז, ולאמר רבה בברמה מלכה עם שניים ישלם, ולא עם מייסים. עד כדין גניבה, גזי למניין, אמר רבה בברמה מל, ואיש בגזי לאשר גוזל, כאשר גוזל. והיינו תאימה דגנב וגזלן, קונו מיד כשהציעו מרשוס בייל. אבל מזיק לנסחי ולא כמו שהזיק. פרק רבקי והגר, פרק דשיטו מקובצס, פרק דסטייטלו. Tesis came to say a pshat b'das Rashi, a very nice pshat. You know why it's no din subin? Gzeira sakosu, v'ganav has to pay cash. V'haynu taime, you know why? Kevon shekonu miyad shoytziu miyodo. Aval nezokin, l'nischayev elo k'moy shehizik. Why you need Tesis? You said it's a gzeira sakosu, and nezokim don't have a gzeira sakosu. Vegas says, "What? It's not nice what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in his Torah." And his Torah, he said that Gazlan is a gzeiras hakosuv. This is the way Tesis learns in Rashi. It's a gzeiras hakosuv asher gozal. Gazlan cannot give Yoshev Kesef. Gazlan has to give money, and Mazik doesn't have the gzeiras hakosuv. Why you need this extra line? Why no timer? The Stipler, when he asks the Kashi, he says, okay, I understand there's a reason, we want the reason. He says, but it's not Emes. What is the reason? What is the reason? The Stipler understood, Ganef stole the whole Chayfetz. Mazik didn't steal the whole Chayfetz. How much he stole? 150. Ganef stole the whole Chayfetz. So he pays the whole Chayfetz. Mazik only stole. He says, what would be if the Mazik was Mazik only 150? You're right. Oh, but the Maise, he doesn't have no money and he only has Nevelis. You could pay with Nevelis? Yes. Why? Because no Gzeiras HaKosuv. So the Hesber of Tesis is not true. For like the Stipler. Again, you understand? Tesis says, Ganef stole the whole thing, Mazik only took 150. But even that 150 he's allowed to give with Nevelis. So what is the answer? Gazlan has existed for this type. Umash because what this is a time they show me the fish again with Gazlan, who ain't a movement. Long only time in the Kvar Birush and even Mikro. Ach, Epsher, she calls for a thesis, Levair, Maim Shoyer. Aval Iger has swore it's over here. The Gane and Gazlan called him Bishaz Gzeila, Aval Mazik when he's high. Birush. Mazik when he's high, called Domo. He only owes 150. אבל קושה, אלוי מזיק יוכל לשלם גם שבורים, כל מי למיטב. So the question is, Tesis said a Torah that Gzeila has a posuk, and Mazik doesn't have a posuk. So Gzeila has to pay cash, and Mazik could pay shove kesef. So Tesis had to say, I said a pshat. No, I want to tell you why. Shekonu b'shah shehoitziu. אבל Mazik only was Mazik 150. Stipler understood why Tesis is saying it. Shoyal is doime ganev and not to mazik. Oh, but the reason is not a real reason. What is the reason of Tesis? How you learn pshat? What is the reason of Tesis? Well, pshat. What is? Forget. It's one kasha. Why I need a reason? Zog de ma'al shom adu rebasre. We saw the shita. I need a reason to explain how you could learn shoyal. Oh, but what is the reason that Tesis says? Gazlan took the whole chayfetz. Shoyer took the whole chayfetz. Mazik only took 150. That 150 he could pay with the velas. So what is the difference? So the reason is not a reason. Okay, white days is one of the reason we saw in the Ma'adur Basra. We saw in the Shita. Because if it's Tama Pola Adumo, so why Shoyel will be the same? There is a reason. When I take something, I have to pay the whole thing. Mazik, I only took 150. Of a Mazik, that 150 could pay Subim or not? Of other, yes. So if you could pay Subim and that 150, so you have to say a different Chiluk. So Tezus never said a Chiluk. This one is bothering this time. What is the Chiluk of Tezus? So we have to know, in the Goen and in Rav Kveiger and the Shita is Mashma that all of this is Shita's Rashi, right? He's adding here a Pshat. Why? By Ganev is Exeris HaKosuv, and by Shoyel not, and by Mazik not. He's saying a small. The Stiper says the words of Tezus don't make sense. Ganev took the whole thing, Mazik only did 150, or but even that 150 you could pay Zubi. So the Welt says, Ibn Sefer also says that Chiluk, and the Chiluk is when you make a alvoy from someone, you have to pay money or you could pay Zubi. Why?
He gave
kesef. We saw that tesis and daftes. As a svore, moes notal, zuzi shokal, zuzi yoy. You saw then two svores, one svore. You took a chayfetz, you have to give it back. Mazik never took the chayfetz. This was the svore of tesis. The gather of the gzeras hakosuv is. So why Gazlin has to pay the whole zakh? Why Gazlin has to pay the whole zakh? He took the chayfetz, he has to bring it back. Hashem told you, you took a towel, put back a towel. You took a table, put it back. Mazik damaged. He never took. Nachum said that he believes that it's tasteless, but the word shekonu adayin tzorichiyo. No shaykh is shekonu. What's the word shekonu? Not shekonu. But while the ganef took the whole chayfetz, he has to pay back a chayfetz. While he took a chayfetz, he has to pay back a chayfetz. This is Shoyel. He took the chayfetz, still be back the chayfetz. This is the way Weistois, Rav Kiva Eiger, and all of them understood Pshat and Tesis. The stipler came and he said, Libi oimerli. And when the stipler said it, Bizmano is given like a mod nezach. We were zeicher today that Rabbeinu Peretz says it word by word. Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. It's mamish apele. Until the start. Libi Emily that is missing here a piece and tesis at the start. Lefi Rashi is not as beirim. It's exeris hakosu, and it doesn't exist in Mazis. What is the tzad of Shoyel? Medavisim. Medavisim, what is the sofek and Shoyel? What is the tzad of Shoyel? Medavisim. Zog the stipler, I read the tesis like this. First, Rashi's pshat. Rashi holds you can't pay subin. Gazan can't pay subin. Mazik could pay subin. What is the suffix in Shoyel? I don't know. Then Tesis brought down the Rashbam. And the Rashbam holds that Avada you could pay subin. The noise of the sugi is Pchas Nevele. The noise of the sugi is pchas nevel. The hainu, you stole the behemoth, and now it died. Nevel is worth 50 and it dropped. So the aloha is the god of it says, we don't pay the fishas that was worth 50, now it's worth 20, you have to pay 180. Mashenkin and Mazik, you don't have to. Shoyel, the Gemara of the Tzad, you have to pay 180. So they says, why? What is the hezbel? So Taisa doesn't say mitzad shinui koine. Taisa says a new hesper in the Rashbam. Why when I took the chayfetz, I was koine the whole chayfetz. So it's mine. Not mitzad shini kole. I took the whole chayfetz, the chayfetz is mine. Now I have to return a chayfetz. And a mazik, I was only mazik 150. Not mitzad shini kole. Gazlin, I took the whole chayfetz, I owe 200. Gazlin, I took 200. Mazik? I was only mazik 150. And if he that, it's not in the chakira, the hezek is 150. This is the chiddush of Chas Nevela. The hezek is 150. Gazlin, I stole the whole chayfetz. Zog this type, why Tesis is saying it? Say shini koine and finish. The Teretz is for say shini koine will only help on Gane ve Gazlin. When I answer and show you. So the title says, I will say Azachesh. When you learn Babi Kamed of Yudalef, and the Gemara had it said that even Shoyel and Shomim, she taught that the reason that is Ain Shomim is not because Shinu Koine. The Gemara had it said that Ain Shomim is, I owe 200, Mazik owes 150. Lemaskona that Shoyel Shomim, you change your mind. Every Hezek is 200. But even so, then a veil is a repaid. So why by God if you can't say that it's repaid? Because Shinu Koine. This is the answer, Zot Nistaibler, the answer that we asked the Akasha, what the Chiddush is Shinu Koine, the Chiddush Shinu is not Koine. Zot the Tesis said the Rashbam. In the Rashbam he came to say, it's a Sugi of Shinu Koine, but our Sugi is without Shinu Koine. That tells us when we're learning our sugya, we could learn that Gazlin is a mazik of 200. So Chasnevela is to him. Gazlin, Chasnevela to him. Mazik is 150, Chasnevela to him. And Shoyel is like Ganev Gazlin. He took the whole chayfetz. Lemaskone, that Shoyel is not the same. We could learn every Hezek is 200. But Exerasakosuv, we know Misvore. That the getter of Chasnevela is valid to repay, it goes to his cheshbon. This is the getter of the Gzeres HaKosu. Mashehenken, Gane veGazlin, Val Shinukoine, it's theirs. This is Be'emes, the Tzus of the Shmais. This is Be'emes, the Tzus of the Shmais. If the Rishon. I want just to be minded. We'll not go into the whole Reb Chaim. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Gneiva, Perek Aleph, Halachot Esvov, want to be madgish this Rambam, even though we're not going, Reb Chaim and Sefer, so, Reb Chaim and Sefer, and this sugi here has a whole Torah. Everything what we said and we were learning for the last 2 days and Be'ez in the last week of Chas Nevela, Reb Chaim starts from here v'hala. Hell, b'chlal, the whole sugi, he looks different. And I'm his girls, I don't know if we'll go into the whole Reb Chaim, but I want to be mindy the Rambam. And listen from where the Rambam, the whole sugi changes. Mi shegonav keilov veshovroi oy pichsu oy nishbar oy nifchas meilov ein shomim apchas elo roim kamo yoshov ha'kli umeshalem labaylim shnayim bedomov ve'akli ha'shovur i elagano. Rashi's bismedrush. You can't pay the keili. You take the shvorim, you pay a full price. Till here is glad. V'im rotzu abaylim lito el akli ha'shovu. V'yeshalem lemapchas, shoyim loy. The baylim says, but I want it. It was mine. Shoyim loy. State in Ramba, I can't pay with the Shvorim. So I have to pay a full price and I take the shvorim. But be'emes the shvorim belong to him. He has a right to ask for a full price. But if he says, no, I don't want a full price. It's my cow, it died. It's mine available. What is yours? Shame him, like the Bailim has a right to ask for it. Now, I want to explain. Behelem Gemores, by us, is the easiest thing to understand this. This is the way we're learning what we came in the last week. That Be'etzem, it's not the pshat that the Shvorim is mine and I owe you 200. The Shvorim are yours. Just my chiyuv is Shor Chai. So you have a right to ask for a Shor Chai. But the Shvorim are yours. This is the way we were learning when we came the whole time. But the reason in our sugya is shver, Chaim is not going with Teyus. He says, the Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Daled that the Mitzad Shinui Koine. This is the Pshat and Shmur. Mitzad Shinui Koine, the Shvorim belong to the Ganev, and this we explain in Rashi. Because we said if Shinui is not Koine, so here is the Baya. All of our pshatim were good. When we learned the pshat, we said, Lefi Rashi, you rather have to give a shor chai. But when something is repaid, I don't have to give it, right? This was the longest. Something is repaid, I don't have to give it. So why here I have to give it? Because shinu koine. The Rambam took a new mahalach. Now, when it comes to nezikim, I pay 150 and you take the neveila. When it comes to gzeila, I have to give you a full thing. But it's not the pshat that it's yours already. It's mine. I have a schus to ask for the money. But if I want to ask back for my shvorim, I'm allowed to.
Why is this different
in the house?
What? Why is this different in the orange shop?
He says
that
from
the Rabbanon and he says at the end because it's
the Rabbanon,
the Baal has a right not to
take
advantage of the Tzavon. I said
Rambam says it.
The Rambam says the
Rabbanon.
I have to see it inside.
And it's hard for me to believe that the Rambam is the Tekon de Rabbanon, but can say. This is what Reb Chaim is be'etzem mine. That the Rambam, we have an often a Rambam that says the same chiluk of the sugya, that you have a right to ask for money and not for subin, of a not mitzad shinui koine. Now, this is one chiluk in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam says that you can't pay subin not for the Gneve and not for the Kefil. The Ravid says, Oimer Avrom, Aval Pishomru and Shomim Leganev, Hanem Mile Bekarne, Aval Bekfele Shomim, Vasechel Moirike. The Kefil? You could pay Subin. Behemer, he has to pay Shalom. Kilu, he understands the Rambam. That the shor chai, but the kefir is stam another payment. That for sure is money. The Rambam learned kefir dum yedeker. But again, interesting the Ravid. The Ravid says, I understand what the Rambam says. That legabe de keren is a din shor chai. But legabe de kefir, dear zog the Ravid, I hold it's already stam a chiyuv mamet. And while it's time of chiyuv mamen, b'meila you could pay it. So, Reb Chaim, in Sefer, all our riches b'das Rambam, another holy sofer, I think in Aram Yisgeres, the Maise, but become as big, and you can't be maspik, the whole b'become. So I think it's, there's a lot of sugyas that we have to chop. But I think maybe two or three sugyas that our Be'ez Hashem will be learning. brought down, you know, in the davening of Yom Kippurim, we say in the end of Tefillah, Pesach lanu shar beis ne'ila shar kivo yoim. Frank DeVell, what is Pesach lanu shar beis ne'ila shar? Don't close the door. Why has to open the door? Pesach lanu shar beis ne'ila shar. Well, 5 more minutes, don't close the door. Sometimes when the door is starting to close, you can't stop it. So there's a mindset. The only way you do it is anaya aschol. Psach lanu shar beis ne'ila shar. So I think our misgeres will start Bezus Hashem tomorrow, Ketzad HaRegel. So we have the Be'etzim, we'll do quickly the Mishnah with the Tchilas HaGemore, and then Bezus Hashem will learn the Sugya Basar Mikor and Tzoyres Pil Purim. I think it will be Maspik, the Sugya Regel and Tzoyres. And after Purim, we'll do the Sugya Zeh Nene Vezeh Lo Yechoser, Be'ezus Hashem Yisboach.